We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amud Yom Hichos Kriyas Shema Siman Ayin Dalet Sif Beit Says a Machaber Harochets Aron B'Mayim Zlum Berotza Lishtos. If a person is bathing and he is naked and it is in clear water and he wants to take a drink, so he wants to make a bracha. Yichasa Bebeged Mimata LeLibo Kadesh LeYehei Libo Roa Es HaErvak Shevar. He needs to cover the lower half of his body with something in order that his heart not see the erva below him in order to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though the water is clear, the covering of himself will help such that there will be no problem of a gilui erva, that it would not be uncovered. Meaning, the water itself acts as a covering for the erva, so that there's no problem of lo yira b'cha erva's davar, that the erva is seen, as long as his head is out of the water. Is a separate problem of libo roes erva, that since his heart is under the water also, so then the heart is considered to be able to see the erva below, and that's why he needs to cover the erva with clothing, because of the heart, not because of his erva being seen or because of his eyes seeing the erva. Covering his heart would also be fine in terms of separating between the heart and the erva. Continues the mechaber v'davka b'beged aval biyadayim lo havi kisui. You need to cover the erva or your heart with a beged, but using your own hands does not count as a covering, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, ein guf mechasa guf. Your body cannot cover your body, but another's body part would be able to cover your body part. The Mishnah Berurah adds that not only must you cover the erva, but you have to cover your head in order to make a bracha also, as we learned earlier on, that one needs to cover their head when making a bracha. And we saw earlier the discussion, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're thirsty, what should you do about making a bracha? Maybe in such a situation, we'll be able to be lenient and say that you could cover your hand with your arm, but it is best to pull your sleeve and cover your head with your sleeve instead. The Ramal comments, as we said, using your own hand would not work. It's only extenuating circumstances. There is an opinion that would work, as we saw earlier in Simen Gimel, of cutting in bays at the Armakilim, since you're in the house anyway, you're covered by the house, maybe it'll be okay, but we try not to rely on that. Siv Gimel. Continues the Mechaber and Siv Bezim. Hayu Hamayim Akurim She'enivar of Niram Behem. If the water was dirty such that you couldn't see the body parts, Mutar Likrosuhu Basochan, you can say Shema when you are in that water. Velushalihe Rechan Ra, as long as it doesn't smell bad. The reason being, because since it's dirty, it is unclear water that is considered to be separating between the heart and the erva. The Rama adds, if the heart is out of the water and only the erva is in the water, then even if the water is clear, the water counts as a hefseg, as separating between the heart and the erva. Your eyes also should not be looking down at the erva if the water is clear. If a person is hugging themselves with their arms, dainina like havsaka, that counts as a separation. The Mishnah Berurah says, the reason being, because even though in general using your hands would not count as a covering, here it's better because that's not the normal way to stand. So then it will count as a hefsek and it would not be considered to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if you're walking with a shirt or a robe without any pants and you hug yourself with your arms, in order to that it should be a hefsek, that also would act as a hefsek according to this opinion. There some say women are different, and women will be able to daven, make brachas, etc. If they're wearing just a long garment with no pants or anything of that nature, there's no problem of the heart seeing the erva. The Mishnah Berurah says because the erva of a woman is underneath her, so it is directly towards the ground, so the heart does not see it. The Mishnah Berurah does quote from the Mishnah, which says that she should be sitting down, though, so that the erva is in the ground, and then her erva is not seen even by the ground, even if there's no issue of her heart seeing the erva. The Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes from the Bach, who disagrees and says that even by a woman, she needs to have a separation between the erva and her heart. However, most Achronim disagree with the Bach and agree with the Shulchan Aruch. There's no problem by a woman. The Taz points out that according to the Shulchan Aruch over here, that there is no problem of a woman's heart seeing her erva. She would, when she goes to be tovel in the mikvah, she would be allowed to make the bracha on the tefillah in the water, even if she is naked, because there's no problem of her erva being uncovered because she's in the water. And we already saw that that counts as a covering for the erva. And there's no problem of her heart seeing her erva because that problem doesn't exist by women. It is best, says the Mishnah Berurah, though, for her heart to either be out of the water when she makes the bracha, or that she should tug herself to separate between the heart and the erva, just to be yotze all the shitas. The Rama adds, v'im heina rumos, if other women are naked, if the women are naked, al sha'ar davar, as we said, she should be in the ground, so that the heart won't see the erva, and the erva won't be seen by anyone else. So there's more room to be lenient by a woman.